All right, it is Tuesday. The Port Huron City Council met last night. That's why we often have the mayor of Port Huron on after a city council meeting. Pauline Rep joins us. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Ordinance to amend the Parks Recreation Code. No smoking in city parks and beaches. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and this was a unanimous decision by city council to ban smoking in public parks and beaches. What was the impetus for this?
Well, actually, you know, about 2 years ago, I think it was, we were approached by the health department as far as initiating a no smoking in the parks. We decided at that time that we would try a softer approach and do kind of like a asking people not to smoke, put signs up saying smoke free, that type of thing, pass a resolution as opposed to an ordinance. So it did not have any real teeth in it.
Yeah.
Since that time, it's become evident that obviously in order to really take care of the problem, we need to have an ordinance, one that we can actually cite people for smoking in the parks if, in fact, they'll be warned, that type of thing, if they refuse to extinguish it, that the police officers are able to give them a ticket. We went through the extra process to do that.
A lot of smokers look at this and say, hey, what is it hurting? We're outside. We're not smoking indoors. The biggest issue really seems to be with the waste, all the cigarette butts that get left behind.
Well, there's thousands of cigarette butts. I think that they had a cleanup at Lakeside Park. They usually have one every year. And I think that the figure was over the two-year period about 7,000 butts picked up off the beach and in the park. And so it's littering. It's not only that, it's being around children while you're smoking. I mean, some people are very cautious about it. Other people, children can be playing on the playground and they'll be standing right there smoking.
Yeah.
Or they'll throw the cigarette down on the ground when they're done with it. And we've had children who've actually stepped on, you know, lit cigarettes. And there's just all kinds of health reasons and just danger that there's no reason to have it in the parks.
The other thing that is facing City Council right now is the budget. In fact, you've got another budget session coming up tomorrow. Is that right?
We do. We do. Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, we're meeting to discuss the intricacies of the budget. There's really not a big change from the previous year. Everything is pretty much the same as it was, and no major surprises. But certainly we take the time to go through it, and all of Council gets the opportunity to ask questions or talk about certain things that they want to do. So we will be meeting for a couple of hours tomorrow night.
Parks Recreation Department looking at some potential grants. You talked a little bit about that last night, I believe.
Yeah, it's super, really. Just got notice yesterday, I think it was, that funds were received from the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation to put in what's called a Kaboom Park. And it's really an amazing thing. It's going to go in Optimus Park. And what they do is they actually come in, design the park, playground area, that type of thing. And then they have a one-day build where they ask for volunteers. And the whole thing is erected in one day. And it's supposed to occur in August. And they're actually having a planning session for community and for input latter part of May. It hasn't been announced the exact date yet. But it's a great opportunity. We were one of many cities who applied for it, and we got it, so we're really lucky. And then also grant opportunities out there to also put in a permanent skate park in Optimus Park. I mean, it was years ago. I can't remember exactly how many years ago, but I'm going to say 20 years ago, the city council at that time was approached about putting a skate park in the city of Port Huron. And a lot of community members and kids raised funds, and that skate park, it was, a modest one, went into Optimus Park. But this is an opportunity to get a grant that would expand that and make it a permanent structure. And so there's works to apply for that.
That's fantastic. It's anytime that you can enhance your parks and get grant money to do it, that's a fantastic situation.
Oh, it's wonderful. It really is. Nancy Windsor and her staff have done a wonderful job of looking for opportunities and getting community partners to buy into this. So it is great.
Well, that's the other important thing, is getting the buy-in from the community, because it's one thing to pursue grants, but a lot of times those organizations with the grant money want to know that the community is invested in it as well.
That's true. Plus, you usually need to support the matching funds in a lot of cases, too. You know, the one with the Kaboom is not going to be a big match at all, but this the one for the skate park will be a substantial match. But certainly you're getting free money for a match, so you want to take advantage of it whenever you can so that we can enhance the parks. So
that's a good deal. Absolutely.
Yep,
good
really
stuff.
Is.
Pauline, we appreciate the update. Thanks for your time this morning, and we will talk again real soon. I guess when we talk next, we'll be up on Mackinac Island at the Detroit
right.
Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. That's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a very big deal. So it's that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it is. Well, we'll see you then.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Take care.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.